welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
Good day. Good day, good day, good day, wherever you are on the planet. Welcome. You're tuned in to the one and only The Lunar Lounge with myself, Israel Adjozi. Show officially sponsored by Magic Mind. I do leave the information and the discount code. It's always there at the bottom of, on the info on my YouTube page. And it should also be there also on, for those of you who listen to the show on the podcast. Remember, I'm available on all podcast platforms, Amazon, Spotify, Apple. You can find the Lunar Lounge podcast show. So do go grab your Magic Mind bottles at the discount while you can. It's a great drink. Seriously, it's the one that's, I don't know where I would be without it. Seriously. And I will be taking a sip in a moment, as you all know. Magic Mind, go get that. Clears the mind, mental fatigue, tiredness. You want to get up on your energy. Get yourself the nice, you know, it's like one of these little shots. It's a small bottle, you know. But you know, sometimes you get some of these kind of shot kind of drinks. I mean, I've had a few. You get some of these ginger ones and stuff. And I'm not downplaying it, but listen, man. This is the one, seriously. Go get your Magic Mind. And like I said, the link is there below in the information. What else do I want to talk about? I will be bringing up the chart, looking at the astrology of the month today. Happy new month, people. Happy new month. Month of May. Round of applause. Yeah. We have made it, have we not? Happy month of May. So we're in the month of May, so I'll be bringing up the chart for the moment. Although I did give you a briefer last week in terms of what to expect, but we'll be looking at the month of May today and the planetary positions and alignments, various, and how that's going to be affecting us. So we will be looking at that. What else did I want to say? I'm streaming live right now. I'm on YouTube. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Instagram live. So you should all be seeing me. Let me actually just double check that I am on live on Instagram. And the only thing, though, for those of you on Facebook, I can't get to. I know people must be asking me, well, how can you not be able to see, you know, yourself on the Facebook? But hey, welcome to everybody here on the Instagram. You're through to the Lunar Lounge podcast. So I'll be talking about the astrology of the month in a moment. I'll be bringing up the chart for the moment. And yeah, we'll be able to see what's happening with all these planets, you know. So sending your questions, man. What else is that I was going to say? Competition time later on. We still don't have a winner from last week's question. What planet rules bats? But it's too late now. I'm going to tell you the answer, and I'm going to have to pose another question. Also, tarot card of the week that is coming up. Shout out to Core Crystals, who's joined me here on the Instagram. Welcome to the show. So, tarot card of the week. So that's coming up. Shout out to everybody there who's logged on the YouTube. Shout out from Tiffany from Memphis, Tennessee, of course. Majana, hey, how you doing? Greetings, sis. Welcome to the show. They will be coming in, you know, fast. They'll be coming in. So tarot card of the week, I'll be putting that later on in the show. What is the weather like where you are, wherever you are on the globe? You know, we have all various different weather conditions from different people who listen to this show. You know, the show is international. Yeah, my voice is gone. I know. But guess what? I got my hot drinks here. You all like my cup, right? My planetary cup. Yeah, it's here. It's here. I think I need more of this planet right here. I need some sun, and I need some Mars. Where's Mars at? Where you at? There you are. There you go. Yeah. I need some Mars and some sun. That's what I need. I need that energy to get rid of this planet. Shout out to Fatima. Shout out to Flower FC. How you doing? Okay. I miss you too. You haven't been coming to the show. The show's been on, man. I'm here every Wednesday, 12:30 p.m. UK time, on point. So, yeah. Shout out. Tiffany's letting me know it's currently around 70 degrees Fahrenheit. Getting into 87 degrees later. I take that as warm. warm like my hot drink of lemon and ginger. Yeah, it is what it is. The arts of astrology, good London weather. Yeah, it is. But it's a little bit cloudy at the moment. I mean, I'm looking at the, you know, my balcony doors open, and, you know, it is warmer, that's for sure. There's no doubts about that. That, yes, the temperature has picked up. I can open up my balcony door now and let the cat out, and the cat strolling in and out as he pleases, like he owns the place. In some ways, he does own the place. You know what they say. He's the boss, put it that way. So, but it's cloudy. It's still cloudy. We still like, maybe later we might get some blue skies. Who knows? It is what it is. Shout out to the beautiful influence. Turtle Wildflower is saying, sun is shining, but slightly chilled in Cape Town, South Africa. We've got people from South Africa, people. Please give a round of applause for South. Shout outs to you guys in South Africa. And that's Turtle Wildflower. I like that name. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge podcast. I'm going to be bringing up the chart of the moment, talking about the astrology of this month. We're in the month of May, month of Taurus. I don't know why it is, maybe because I've got moon in Taurus, but May for me is one of my favorite months. I don't know. I've got a few best friends. It's their birthday on that month as well. But I don't know. Maybe because over here in the UK, we get two bank holidays as well. Bank holiday Monday coming next week. And I think the last Monday of the month, bank holiday again. You know, maybe that's got something to do with it. I don't know. But I do like a May month. I don't know. It is what it is. Shout out to MQ123. Shout out to shout out to you all, man. Mona, how you doing? Welcome to the show. Yes, Moon in Taurus, whoop whoop, of course. Shout out to the Moon in Taurus people. Shout out to the Taurus people. We are in the Taurus month, so you know it's that month when you know things are beginning to slowly but surely, you know, warm up. You know, the flowers are looking nice now, and you know, as we're just drawing closer to the summer period. So it is a nice month, but there's something about May that I do like. And yeah, maybe there's an element of biasness there. Shout out to Yvette. Shout out to Faye. Welcome to the Lunar Land Show. Yep. People are piling in. Too many names to mention. What else did I want to say? What else has been going on in the world? Anything exciting? It's the usual stuff, isn't it? If they're not talking about wars, they're talking about wars. If they're not talking about that, they're talking about cost of living going up. If they're not talking about cost of living going up, what else are they talking about? Mr. Trump, he's back again in court, isn't he? If he doesn't become the president, I don't know what the hell. I tell you, it's something else, I've got to say. Not that there's any much of democracy around. But if he doesn't win the next election in America, there ain't no democracy. And I think the only way that he can't win is if they lock him up. And even then, isn't it in the Constitution that there's no law that to say that if you're in prison, if you're a criminal, you cannot be the president. So even from behind bars, he might be running the United States of America. What a sight. What a day to be living. Oh, God. Yes, beautiful influence. We have a Labor Day today in Germany. Labor Day? What does that mean? That mean that you're working? explain that. Shout out to Mason all the way from New York, saying a lot of birthday cake this month. Yeah, I bet. Something tells me that, I mean, I don't know, there isn't no statistics. I don't have any statistics to prove it, but something tells me that in the month of Taurus, I'd like to know what it is that spikes up in what we consume. Sweets, cakes, outfits, shopping. It's all ruled by Taurus, you know. But something must spike up in the financial industry that's, you know, I don't know, maybe it's sugar or something of that nature. I'm willing to bet that something really spikes up at this time of the year, all around the world. I'm going to have to look into that. You know, maybe there can be some investments be made at that time of the year. Tiffany's telling me major protests on college campuses here in the US. Major protests against what? Biden, Trump, anything else? Gun laws? You know, what is the protests about? With America, anything goes. You know that, right? Yeah, exactly. Moon is saying, NA, we don't work. Okay. It's the name of, okay. All right. Okay, I got you. Okay. Oh, it's the name of the bank holiday. All right. Really? Labor Day? It's a holiday. We're off for Labor Day. Wow. That's funny. How can you call something Labor Day and then be off? That's when you went to be working. I think they need to change it to No Labor Day. Then we know that, yeah. In support of Palestine. Okay, Palestinians. Okay, cool. Maybe tequila is coming up. Okay, all right, okay. I'm hearing that Mr. Kennedy, who's running also for the US election in America, he's getting a bit of interest. He's plucking out some numbers. Who knows? What is he? The grandson? He would be the grandson of JF Kennedy, who got assassinated, right? Yeah. Wouldn't be great grandson. No, grandson. I'm sure it's grandson. Something along that line. But yeah, it is what it is. Palestine protests. Yeah. A lot of that is going on, isn't it? I'm just hoping that whole situation can die down. We'll have a look at it. I think Venus is going to be becoming an evening star soon. And when she does, pipe it down, Mr. Putin. And yeah, pipe it down, Israel and Palestine. And I ain't talking about myself. I think we got enough wars on our hands. Correct? Yeah, we don't need no more of that. Mona saying there's no day off when you're self-employed. Yeah, I think that's worldwide, right? No, no, no. Okay, events, letting me know. It's like our Notting Hill Carnival. That's one attendant. Attendant was brilliant. Yeah. I guess. I think our Notting Hill Carnival is a bit different. That's just party. I don't know. I think that might be different. But a lot of countries have kind of like a carnival kind of thing, don't they? A lot, not all, but a lot have that carnival. Caribbean, I know, the Caribbean countries, I trust them to have a carnival. You got to have a carnival. Brazil, of course, no one does a carnival like them. Shout out to Ify. How you doing? All the way from the Dubai. Are you in Dubai at the moment? It is all about that. Anyway, let's start talking some astrology. Keep your questions coming. US Labor Day. Oh, you have not read the one above. What one above? Oh, America has a Labor Day too. Okay. So apparently America has a Labor Day too. And it's like a carnival, right? Okay, it's like a Notting Hill Carnival. Okay, all right. Well, all these countries having these Labor Days and not working. I don't know. It should be called non-Labor Day. Anyway, let me take a cup, or I'll say a cup, a sip of my hot lemon and ginger. I need to clear this throat. And no, I'm not seeing no clients. Leave me alone. It's the cause of this. Got to blame something, right? But I just noticed when the demand in clientele came up, this came up because I was just doing like talking. I mean, I love talking. Obviously, I wouldn't have this podcast otherwise. But hey, slow your roll, baby. Okay. But it's clearing up. What I do need, and again, it's another thing I haven't had time to do, which I am going to be doing, if not tomorrow, the day after, is a hot steam. I need to get in that sauna. That's what I need to do. My gym has a beautiful steam room. It's like, yeah, saunas I don't do. I don't like dry heat, but give me a sauna any day. I like it wet, baby. I like that wet heat. Sauna all day, every day. I don't know. Steam room all day, every day. Why did I say sauna? And I don't like saunas. Steam room all day, every day. Yeah. Saunas, I just find, I don't know, dry. I like it moist. I'm cancerizing. What do you expect? Mona saying, yes, good. Get the clients. You'll be able to co-op with me. Yeah. Definitely. I agree, Mona. I'm with you on that one. Get some horseradish and elderberry. You'll be grand. See, I like that. Listeners who have remedies for me as well. I like it. Bring it on. Horseradish and elderberry. I'm going to look out for that. That'll knock the stuff off the chest, I am sure. He's the son of Bobby Kennedy, who was assassinated in June. Yeah, that's correct. So JFK would have been his what? Grand uncle? Huh? Am I correct in saying that? Something like that? Yeah. Kennedy curse. That has come to an end. There was one point where they were all getting assassinated, weren't they? But yeah, it is what it is. Anyway, let's go to the chart of the moment. Let me do my bits and bobs and share my screen. You know me. Voila. You should all be seeing that on your screens. Can you see the screens? Can you see the astrology chart? It should be there. It does take some time, doesn't it? The moon is in Aquarius, people. We've got a moon in Aquarius. Okay. What do we got? What do we have? Well, since all the planets, including the moon, all the planets, including the moon, are deciding from 2 degrees of Aquarius to 24 degrees of Taurus. They're all bunched in that section. I have been talking about that for the last, 2 months now. It's been difficult for planets to make any other aspects other than conjunctions and sextiles. And we've had a few squares here and there, but not many. The moon, of course, she's the fastest moving planet, so she can make aspects to all of them. So, yeah, we're getting that. But astrologically, so Tiffany's letting me know, sorry, just going off point, his uncle was JFK. Okay, sorry, the uncle. Uncle's JFK. Okay, not the... Okay, got it. I thought it was the grandson, but it's not. Okay, it's the uncle. Cool. Not granduncle. Thanks for keeping me updated. You can tell my knowledge on American history or politics is very sound, isn't it? It's on point. Nothing to see here, people. Keep it moving. Okay, so moon is in Aquarius today. As the moon is in Aquarius, she's going to be squaring... Well, she's already squared Venus. She's squaring the sun right now as I am speaking. Exact. She is squaring the sun. So anybody out there, if you're feeling a little bit of tension right about now, don't worry. It will be over in the next 3 to 4 hours. Anyhow, let's go on to some bigger, more effective stuff. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge podcast. I see everybody coming in here on Instagram. Shout out to LaDonna. Shout out to Karen. Is it Karen? Karen Can. Platinum. Welcome. Compassionately. Oh, God. I can't. Some of these names you guys come in with, make it a bit more simple for me. Make my job easier. What have we got here? Well, Mars has moved into Aries and Venus moved into Taurus. I did speak about that last week, didn't I? About these two, moving into their own signs. So we've got Mars in Aries for the next month or so. That can give us some nice, enthusiastic, energetic kind of energy. Watch out for the temper tantrums, people. Anybody got any planets in Aries? That will fire you up. If you've got any planets in Cancer, anybody out there, if you've got any planets in Libra, and if you've got any planets in Capricorn, over the course of the next month, at some point, Mars is going to trigger those planets that you have in those signs, and it will definitely fire you guys up and bring you a lot of energy. However, what I will say is for those of you who have planets in Cancer and in Capricorn, you're going to be getting the square from Mars. So do watch it, avoid some arguments. And for anybody who has planets in Libra, such as moi, will be getting the Martian energy in that opposite confrontational relationship. You know, got to balance out that energy. Either way, they are difficult. But nevertheless, you know, you're going to sense the energy being picked up in some way, shape, or form. So do watch out for that. Mars in Aries. It's a good Mars. It's an energetic Mars. Time to go down to the gym. I've taken a few days off. I took a few days off. I'm back again from tomorrow, if not tomorrow, Friday. Gotta look good. Summer's coming. Ladies, are you all paying attention? Anyway, I utilize this Martian energy. I think it's good. And while you're utilizing the Mars energy, Venus is in Taurus. So guys, look after yourself. Just going back to that Mars, before I continue with the Venus. Remember, Mars is in Aries. All you fire signs, Aries, Leo, Sagittarius. For Leo and Sagittarius, you're going to be getting the trine. So that's good. You want to, you know, really take on that energy. You guys can really benefit from this Mars in Aries. So that's very, very good over the course of the next month, month and a bit, month and a half or so while he's in Aries. So yeah, you want to collect all of that. That can really be good for some energizing stuff, you know, getting your work complete and finishing off your projects. Shout out to Florence. Welcome to the show. What's that? Karen, is it Karen Can? My Mars is out of bounds in Cancer. Aries is home to my south node. Yeah, well, it will trigger both nodes, won't it? If it hits the nodes. But so Mars in Cancer, so yeah, you get fired up. Take it, man. Take it. Just watch out for the conflict, though. That's what I would say there. Karen is saying my MC Pluto and North Node in Libra. Yeah, okay. So Libra, Platinum. How do you fight with Mars in Libra? Very easy. Very strategically and diplomatically. There's one thing about Mars in Libra. Even though Mars is in detriment in Libra, Mars is very strategic in Libra. Mars is very diplomatic at the same time. You know, Mars in Libra can be telling you, can be killing you with a smile on its face. Don't get that twisted. Mars in Libra is quite interesting. If you see the amount of presidents or prime ministers, generals, people in the army who have Mars in Libra, it's quite a common thing. So yes, LaDonna, Aries is my rising sign. Oh, that's good for you. You definitely get fired up with that one. That's really good. Libra are the claws of the scorpion. Yep. Says Mason. Yeah. Does that include Aries moon? Oh, most definitely. If you've got a moon in Aries, yeah, then at some point Mars will conjunct that and will fire that up. So yeah, it's a good Mars. It's a good Mars. Nice energetic Mars. Let's just hope that we don't see increase in, you know, increase within violence and all that kind of stuff, because that goes hand in hand with Mars in Aries, doesn't it? You know, it's impulsive, it's competitive, it's potent, it's more aggressive. The aggressiveness is more, you know. So yeah, impulsive, impatient, both of them. So yeah. Somebody saying, I already want to slap somebody. Don't go around slapping people now. Because if the police come around, you know, you can't say, well, the moon is in Aries. You can't say Mars is in Aries or my moon is in Aries or whichever one. You can't blame the planets. They're going to charge your ass. But going over to Venus in Taurus, that's good. So we got the energy from Mars. Venus is in Taurus for the next, three weeks or something. Can be very good for looking after yourself, doing your garden, if you've got a garden, you know, beautifying the house, beautifying yourself, going for a massage, treating yourself, having a nice meal, you know, for those of you who like to, have a nice fine wine, this can be really good. Venus in Taurus, I love it. It's really, really good. It's a good one. We haven't got no planets going retrograde at the moment. Mercury's out of retrograde, so we should be moving on to bigger and better things. But Venus in Taurus is really good. We can really, again, take full advantage of that. Those of you who are of the fixed signs, Leos, Aquarius, Scorpios, and Taurus, of course, can get some nice benefits or blessings from Venus, of course. Or if you've got, Leo or Aquarius or Scorpio or Taurus placements. At some point, Venus will come and bless you. Virgos and Capricorns, however, you're going to get the trine. Blessings to you. The two water signs will get the sextile. Cancer, if you've got any planets in Cancer, any planets in Pisces, you're going to get the sextile from Venus. So that's quite good. You'll be able to capitalize on that for sure. Shout out to Yoho Valley. Is it in Yoho Valley? I'm going to stop trying to call these names. They're tongue twisters. You know who you are. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge podcast. So for people with, Cancer placements or Pisces placements, you will get the sextile from Venus. If you've got Scorpio placements, you get the opposition, which could be a bit more tricky, but nevertheless, it's Venus. She's at home. She's got that beautiful energy. We can definitely lap all of that up. Tiffany's letting me know, do you work with Arabic lots? Lots of fortune spirit. Of course I work with the lots. How can I not work with the lots? I am the king of the lots. When I was talking about the lots, ain't nobody was talking about the lots. They were just there in the chart. Nobody, the only one that was the most common one was the lot of fortune. But yes, of course I use the lots. I use the lots in Zodiac, in everything, in all of the predictive perfections, you got to use them also as well. But yeah, I use all of the lots and some of the non-common ones. But the seven major ones, yes, I do use. So, yep, I work with the lots big time. So what else is happening here? So we've got the nice Taurus. Sun is not doing any. Is there any planet making any aspects at the moment? I mean, really? We've got a square at the moment from Venus to Pluto, people. Venus is squaring Pluto. It's about the only square that's in the heavens right now. But Venus is squaring Pluto. That's the deep, deep, deep love. Is your love relationship getting a little bit intense? Is it getting a little bit fiery? That could be Venus-Pluto. Now, Venus-Pluto can be very resourceful. It's not going to be there for long. It started a few days ago. It's going to be fading. It's already fading out. Venus is already pulling away. But, okay, maybe for the next 2-3 days. Very resourceful. Can be good for money, it could be good for getting money, extracting money from other people's money. Pluto is the planet of wealth, And with a Venus in Taurus, she won't say no to some money. So watch that over the next couple of days. But that's the only square which is happening right now. What else is happening? Nothing else. Let's put it on days. And then what else we're going to be getting? The sun is moving closer to Uranus, of course, but nothing spectacular. What else? Nothing much on the planetary alignments. On the 8th of May, we've got a new moon in Taurus. People, watch out for that. Put that in your diaries, a new moon in Taurus. This is a real good one. The moon is exalted in Taurus, so we want to take full opportunity. Right? You want to do your rituals. You want to light your candles for prosperity. This is a good new moon for doing something around prosperity, people. So you want to get onto that. 8th of May, we've got the new moon in Taurus. I'm going to be having some spell candles for you guys. Going to be available soon on the website. And some talismans also as well. All that, spiritual enhancement stuff. coming to a store near you. I'm going to keep you updated. However, you can do these things yourself. Okay, sometimes it's nice to get it. You know, what it is like, you know, some of these talismans or some of these spell candles and things like that, they're like ready meals. And there's nothing wrong with going to the shop, you know, for us people who like to shop in places like, you know, I won't mention, where they have some nice little ready meals. I'm sure some of us are, you know, guilty of buying some nice little ready meals that's already packed, and we just have to heat it up and boom, dinner's ready, as opposed to getting in the kitchen and doing it yourself. But you know, there's nothing like going in the kitchen and doing it yourself. I've got Moon in Taurus, so I'm always coming back to the food. Anyway, doing it yourself is always very, very good, because you know what's in it and you know how you did it. And not to say that there's anything bad in the, you know, ready meals or whatever, but you know how it is. And you can make it just to your own taste. Well, rituals are the same. So learn to try to get into the rituals. I want to be doing more stuff in and around that on this podcast, giving you little tips, things to burn, oils. So I will be letting you know about that. So with this new moon in Taurus, so you want to get your green candles, yeah? Make sure you get your green candles. Green candles are for prosperity. And you want to get your oils, your patchouli oil. You know, you can get some jasmine oil. And I'll be giving you some more tips in terms of oils that you can burn. Get yourself an oil burner. I always encourage that. And, you know, charge yourself, you know, put some money down. I will be speaking more about it. Don't worry. Get yourself some money, some pennies. It can just be some pennies or some coins. Doesn't matter what currency it is. Money is money. Put it next to a green candle. Burn some patchouli oil or some sage oil or some rose oil, green candle, and boom, make your wish for prosperity, especially for you guys who are perhaps self-employed. Or it can be for people who, you know, even if you're not self-employed, you work for a company, but you're looking for, you know, you want to up the job, you want a promotion, you want a new job that pays more, you know, get onto it. Mason's saying floral water. How can I forget floral water? Oh, floral water is magnificent. You know, cleanse your house with that floral water. Do that on this new moon. That would be really brilliant. Get yourself some floral water. So these are some nice rituals, nice, simple, easy rituals that you can do. Very simple. They can be done within minutes, and you'll be amazed at the results. Yes, it is what it is. Get in where you fit in. So that's on the 8th of May. We're going to have the new moon. It's going to be 18 degrees of Taurus. It's going to be a bit of a wild one as well. It's conjunct Uranus. So we're going to have Uranus there. But I think it's a very good moon as well, because it's in Taurus. The ruler of Taurus is Venus, and Venus is in Taurus as well. So we're getting a very good Taurus energy here, really building up. So that's really good. That's good stuff. So watch out for that. Mark that in your diaries. That is a new moon for prosperity. You can charge some crystals also as well in and around that time also as well. Prosperity, get your jasper. Yeah, get your jasper, get your emeralds, you know. Get your jade if you've got some jade stone. Oh, yeah, you want to really get in on that new moon right there. Tiffany says, I need to get some more green candles. Like to attract more clients. Taurus is my 7th house. Yeah, go. Welcome to the show, Hummingbird. You definitely want to get it in on that. And I am going to start doing more of that, incorporating more of that, just like giving you guys little tips, spells, little rituals you can do, you know, positive affirmations, positive thinking, visualization. You hear of people having vision boards and things of that nature. Let's do it. Let's get into it, man. And utilize these planets to the best of our ability. So that's really good. That's really good right there with the new moon. So it's conjunct Uranus. So it's got a bit of an electric charge to it. So we'll take that on. So that's going to be on the 8th of May. And then what else is going to be happening? We could say on the 12th, 13th of May, we're going to have the sun conjunct Uranus. Anything goes with that one. That's a bit of a wild card, that one. Sun, Uranus. However, it's an opportunity for us to really tap into that genius energy. Uranus is a genius. Make no mistake about it. So here we, so 11th, 12th, 13th of May, Sun will be conjunct Uranus. Take it on board, guys. Hummingbird is saying greetings. Venus in my first house. Very good. We like that. We'll take a Venus in the first house. Venus in the first house is always good looking. Should be. But we got Sun conjunct Uranus. So I like that one. We can really tap into some genuine creativity and really take that one on board. Then after that, then what we're going to have, starting from like the 13th, 14th of May, the Sun is going to be conjunct Jupiter, guys. Now this, the conjunction only happens once a year. So people, take heed, right? Only happens once a year. I think it happens, it's not even once a year, because by the time the year comes, Jupiter's moved on a bit. But it's about 12, 13 months. It happens. Once every 12 months, it happens. The Sun will conjunct Jupiter. Guys, really prosperous time. You can tap into that. This is also a great conjunction that you can use for anything prosperous, for opportunities, for success, for abundance in your life. Sun Jupiter, very good. It really favors travel. So perhaps maybe people want to be planning their holidays or even maybe going away around that time. That would be very good around the 14th, from the 13th, 14th of May. And then the exact conjunction will be on the 18th of May. On the 18th of May, we're going to have an exact conjunction of the Sun Jupiter. Meanwhile, a few days prior, on the 15th of May, Mercury will move into Taurus. Mercury will move into Taurus. Communication is going to slow down. Going to be more hands-on, more methodical, more practical communication. Tiffany's saying that's a great idea. Syncing vision boards with actual astrology energies. Most definitely. It's great stuff for sure. So Mercury will move into Taurus on the 15th, 16th of May. And then just for a moment, we're going to have Mercury in Taurus, Venus in Taurus, Uranus obviously is there. He's not going away anyway soon, too soon. The Sun and Jupiter all in Taurus. Great Taurus energy in that middle of May. Great Taurus energy. It's really good. It's really good. But the Sun is going to be going on its way out. And then on the 16th, 17th of May, 18th of May, the conjunction between Jupiter, Sun and Jupiter will be exact. Then after that, the 19th of May, the Sun is going to move on. And basically on the 20th of May, the Sun will then move into Gemini. Shout outs to the Gemini people. Yeah, of course. Shout out to the Gemini. So the Sun will then move into Gemini, and then we'll start the Gemini month. However, we'll still have Mercury, Venus, Jupiter, Sun, in Taurus. What else are we having? A few sextiles, to be quite honest. If I go again prior, that I didn't speak about. So, for example, round about the 12th of May, we're going to have Venus. We're going to have Venus sextile Saturn. And even prior to that, if we just come back a little bit more, this is going to be in the next couple of, what am I looking at here? Sorry. This is going to be on the 6th. On the 6th of May, we're going to have the Sun sextile Saturn. That's good. Great for structure. Get some structure in and, get more disciplined. And then it's only going to be for a few days, but that's good. Sun, Saturn. It's a nice harmonious aspect, so we can welcome that in. And then a little bit further on the 12th of May, 13th of May to be exact, Venus is also going to sextile Saturn. Very good for management, very good for business, very good for a business proposition. We can take the Venus Saturn aspect. It's very positive. It's a very strong and Saturn is in Pisces, where Venus is exalted. So that's really good. Let's take that on board for sure. And then what else are we going to be having? I'll tell you what we are going to be having. On the 23rd of May, on the 23rd of May, we're going to be having a full moon. The full moon is going to be in Sagittarius. It's at 2 degrees. ruled by Jupiter, of course. But we're going to be having a full moon. Things coming to completion. It's going to be out there. It's going to be big. This is a big full moon, right? It's in Sagittarius. It's a fiery full moon also as well. So, okay, we got a full moon. Things coming to completion. Things coming to a head. This is the time when things are revealed. Always notice that things tend to be revealed during the full moon. We get that, you know. It's a revelation time. So we want to be tapping into that energy. That's going to be on the 23rd of May is where we're getting that. The sun would have moved into Gemini by then. Shout out to the Gemini people. Shout out to the Gemini crew. But we are still celebrating that Taurus month, like I said. We still will have, we'll have Venus actually right at the very end of 23rd. So by the 24th, she's going to move into Gemini as well. So yeah, interesting. But we've got a full moon in Sag. I'll speak more about that perhaps next week. Shed a bit more light onto that and what it is that we can expect with that particular full moon. Shout out to Lamiz and shout out to Pretty, who's joined the Instagram as well. Show's coming to an end soon, man. What you been doing? Anywho. So we got the full moon, and then the day after that, I think maybe actually even on that day, later on, maybe in the evening on that 23rd, Venus will move into Gemini as well. There's going to be a mutual reception there because Venus is going to move into Gemini and Mercury, the ruler of Gemini, is going to be in Taurus, that is ruled by Venus. So there's going to be a gentleman's agreement there. So that's quite a nice energy. We can definitely take, we'll definitely take that one. And where I want to leave it for today is on the 25th, 26th of May, the planet Jupiter, planet of expansion, planet of fortune, is going to move into the sign of Gemini. He's going to be leaving Taurus, and we're not going to see him in Taurus again for about another 12 years, because that's how long it takes him to go through the whole zodiac. And he's going to enter the sign of Gemini, and I will talk more about that. And for those people, again, who have planets in the air signs, Libra, Aquarius, they're going to be getting a trine from Jupiter. Those people who have planets in Virgo, Pisces, and Sagittarius, they're going to be getting, well, Virgo and Pisces will be getting the square, and people with Sagittarius will be getting the opposition. But it is Jupiter nevertheless. So a touch of Jupiter is always very nice and always very uplifting and very helpful, no matter in which way it comes. So I'll talk more about that closer to the time. So that's going to be towards the end of May. We're going to be having Jupiter now move into the sign of Gemini. And I feel I am going to leave it right there. In terms of the cosmic news, the planetary energies. Yeah, it is what it is. It looks interesting. It's a good month overall. Like I said, I do like the whole Taurus energy. I think it's really nice. Looks like a good month, and we're getting really good energies also as well. We're going to have the Sun-Jupiter conjunction. Sun-Uranus conjunction is good. We're going to be having the new moon. So we've got some good stuff. And while Venus is in Taurus as well, lap it all up, guys. Lap it all up. My baby is going to have a huge Gemini stellium if she comes on the 14th of June due date. There'll be a lot of planets in Gemini for real. Yep. Okay. Take it. Why not? Okay. It's that time of the day. Is it not? It's competition time. Competition time. Okay. So I need to get this off the screen. What am I doing here? Let's go back to this. Competition time. Last week I asked which planet rules bats. Few people text in saying Saturn. A few people emailed and said it was Mercury. I don't know how you got that. But it is what it is. The planet that rules back. You guys are thinking, what's happening, man? Come on, man. Okay. I'm going to pose a question right now. And that is going to be for my screen's doing some funny stuff. Behave. Next week, Tuesday, 12 midnight. First person who inboxes me. At thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. Breaking up. Yeah, somebody saying I'm breaking up. Yeah, apologies for that. My screen is moving a little bit funny. It's come back now, so you should be hearing me okay. Yes, the planet that rules bats is Mars. Mars rules bats. I should put that actually in the chat. Mars rules bats. There we go. Mars rules bats. So nobody got it. No more £30 for you. Anywho, ruling planet for bats is Mars. Okay, it looks like I broke up there. Am I back? Can you hear me now? Yes, Mars rules bats. So it is what it is. What I was gonna say. Next week's question for next week. What does the Sun and Mars have in common? What are the two things that the Sun and Mars have in common? Two, you've got to list both. If you list one, you ain't getting it. £30 is up for grabs. What does the Sun and Mars both have in common? You've got to list them both. First person who inboxes me at thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com gets £30. First person who inboxes me next week, Tuesday. From midnight timer, you can set your email. It looks like I blanked out again there. Something's happening with my screen. I don't quite get why this does this. So let me remove that. Maybe that could actually be a part of it, actually. So as I was saying, first person who inboxes me next week, Tuesday, from 12 midnight GMT time at thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. What are the two things list the two things. There could be more, but what are the two things that the Sun and Mars both have in common? Okay. First person who inboxes me gets £30 sent over to them. So yeah, it is what it is. How will the beginning of May be? Miss that part. You're gonna have to watch the YouTube. But it's good. It's good. Venus is in Taurus. That's all you need to know, Lamies. Venus is in Taurus. That is very, very good. May is a good month. May is a good month. May is a good month for many people. For most. I mean, of course, there's always going to be people who are not having a great time, but I am speaking, you know, generally here. You know, it is general astrology after all. I can't do personal astrology unless I got your chart in front of me. So it is what it is. But generally speaking, it is a good month. It's a nice cozy month. And we've got Mars in Aries, of course. So that's really good. So that is the question. What are the two things that the Sun and Mars have in common? First person who inboxes me next week from 12 midnight at the Lunar Lounge podcast at gmail.com. That is where you send it to. Okay, now it's that time of the week. It's the tarot card of the week. It's that time, right? I'm going to remove the Lunar Lounge podcast from my screen. Take it off, man. You should all know it by now, the Lunar Lounge podcast at gmail.com. Why is my screen going funny again? What's happening here? Behave, man. It is what it is. Okay. I'm just going to pull out the tarot card of the day. I've got to end the show. I got to go. Got people to see. Go. And so have you. So you should. Yeah, it's just blocking out. I do apologize for this. These are parts of the things that do happen when you are streaming live, I guess. Anyway, I'm just going to pull the card. What is the tarot card of the week? What do we have? We got justice. Well, I like that. It's very balanced, isn't it? It's the Libra card. Justice is what it's about. So what is the message for us this week? It's about being balanced, being objective. It's about executing and going for what it is that we need to be going for. Executing, looking at things from a rational perspective, looking at things from a balanced perspective. That is what the Justice card essentially is about. This is a card about fairness. Not all of you, but maybe where many of us are going to be signing documents, dealing with legalities and things of that nature. That's what we're getting here with the Justice card. So yes, it is what it is. Great card to have, all about the balance. It's also known as karma. You know, we're bringing things back into balance perspective. You reap what you sow. What we encounter this week is going to be something that we have, you know, we've sown, okay? And we're going to be reaping it. It's what we're going to be reaping based on what we've sown. That it is what it is. That is the Justice card. So do look out for that. And there you have it. That is card of the week. Apologies, my screen is like moving in slow motion. Why it's moving in slow motion, I got no idea. But yeah, it paused. Yeah. You may have to watch the YouTube. It goes on the YouTube, you know. I don't know, it takes a half an hour or so, but you can watch it again on the YouTube. But essentially, it's about balancing yourself. That is what the balance card essentially is about. And it's about reaping what we sow and trying to be as fair and diplomatic and civil as possible. And that's what that card is, the message for us this week. bring balance your life. It's all about balancing your life. So that's where it is. Listen, I got to go. Want to thank each and every single one of you. Do not forget the magic mind. For those of you who have mental fatigue, feeling tired, lack of clarity, low on energy, go get your magic mind. The details are there. If you look on my YouTube, not this one, because I have to, it takes some time before I'll do it later today, but you'll see the details below. Or if you listen on the podcast, the details also below. The promo code is there. You can go and get this drink. Is amazing. And I mean amazing. Go get your batch. The discount code is there. The official sponsors of the Lunar Lounge podcast. And there goes my screen again. I hate it. I hate it. I hate it. Why? Why are you doing that? You should not be doing that at all. I don't get why you're doing that. Anyhow, it's all about the Magic Mind, official sponsors of the Lunar Lounge podcast. So I'm going to end the show right there. Thank you very much for your participation. I will be with you again next week. I actually should be with you on Sunday at 7:30 p.m. time, so watch out for that. Thanks for all your comments. YouTube, Instagram, Facebook. Too many platforms to be streaming on. Maybe that's why it's been slowing down. Maybe I'm trying to stream to too many people. Need to narrow it down. But that is the show. We out. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. I will be with you again on Sunday at 7:30. We should be able to, party. What's going on here? Behave yourself, man. Anyway, I'm checking out. You guys have a fabulous day. Have a wonderful week.
Welcome to the
And I look forward to seeing you.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome.
Wednesday at 12:30 UK time. On that note, guys, have a great day. And I am out.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge. Welcome to the Luna Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Luna Lounge.